see what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy!
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN Allstate Skyline Studio here till 5, and it is Friday, and this is the first of our regular Friday features. Coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. It is time for You Big Dummy. Narrowing down the finalists again. These are winners from weeks past, and let's get started. Dummy number one. Police in Maryland shared footage of a burglar throwing a rock that bounced off some bulletproof glass and hit the man in the face. Prince George's County Police shared security camera footage showing the man successfully breaking into a carryout business in Suitland last month by using a large rock or brick to shatter the window. The quote-unquote bad luck bandit then attempts to use the same object to shatter the glass protecting the front counter, but it bounces off the barrier. The man's third attempt causes the object to ricochet and hit him in the face, knocking him to the ground. Police said the man was on the ground for a few minutes before getting up and fleeing the scene. Investigators are asking anyone who recognizes the man to contact the department. By the way, the footage of that was hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
Dummy number two. A Missouri man has been charged after he allegedly filmed himself removing an ankle monitor and then posted the video on Facebook. 33-year-old Dustin Burns of Springfield was charged last week with tampering with electronic monitoring equipment. The video shows someone using a butter knife and screwdriver to remove the ankle monitor. The man advises viewers to remove ankle monitor without damage to avoid hefty fines.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
Dummy number three. The Roanoke Times reports Roanoke County Police arrested a 21-year-old in Sunday's burglary of Clean Souls, seizing seven right-foot Nike Air Jordans and a sweatshirt printed with "Call My Lawyer." Clean Souls operator Rob Wickham previously said he typically keeps right shoes on display while other halves are rested behind the counter. A warrant says police found a cash register behind the store along with a backpack containing merchandise worth $5,000 and the man's student ID. Court records show he is charged with grand larceny, destruction of property, and other counts. Despite the sweatshirt's instructions, it's unclear as to whether or not the man has a lawyer.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy.
Dummy number four. Authorities have captured a man suspected of dumping his grandson's soiled diapers along several New Jersey roadways over the past year. God, I remember this one. Oh, man. Franklin Township police say an officer acting on a hunch spotted the 68-year-old leaving a load of diapers in the area of Route 47 and 40 at around 3:15 a.m. on Sunday. He was taken into custody after a traffic stop. The man allegedly told police the diapers came from his grandson, adding that leaving them around town without getting caught almost became a game, quote-unquote. Authorities say a motorcyclist crashed in June after running over a diaper that had allegedly dropped. The motorcyclist suffered minor injuries, and the bike was totaled. He's been charged with interference with transportation, and he faces up to $1,000 in fines. All right. Oh, man, these are good. These are why these were the winners, Dan. These are good. All right, we got a break here. We got the news just about now. That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Stay warm, everybody. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And a little bit later for your Fly Jam Friday requests. Get those in. As you can tell, we are right in the middle of You Big Dummy. Yeah, You Big Dummy. narrowing down the finalists. And next week, at this time, we will be crowning the dummy of the year, the biggest dummy of 2018. So let's get back to it. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. A gas station owner is asking people not to warm urine in the microwave. We got sick and tired of people bringing in their urine containers, said the owner of On the Fly convenience store and BP gas station in Jacksonville. They're just random people walking in, and it's happening every day. People who come in and do it are not customers. They walk in, off the street, microwave the urine containers, and then leave. The gas station is within walking distance of Quest Diagnostics and a LabCorp. Both companies offer drug testing services and collect urine samples. A few months ago, one woman was so combative, the owner decided she put up the now infamous sign on the microwave. She started cussing at me. She said, "Well, where is the sign that says you can't use it for this purpose?" And that gave me the idea. If that's what you're asking me, I'll put a sign up that says it's only for food use and not for use with your urine or anything else. Dummy number six. Dummy number six. Six! This was sent by our good friend Jim Hankey. Thank you, Jim. A man has been arrested for robbing a McDonald's. This was after being sent home from another McDonald's for being late on his first day. KSAT in Texas reports the 19-year-old showed up late for his first day of work at a McDonald's and was subsequently sent home. While he was waiting for his ride, he asked questions about security cameras and protocol related to robberies. After getting picked up by his twin brother, the two then headed to a nearby McDonald's. There, the still uniformed tardy employee walked in, saying he was sent from another branch to help. When a manager requested that he fill out some paperwork, he pulled out a weapon and robbed the store safe of $1,500. When local McDonald's managers reviewed the security footage, one of them recognized the robber as the worker who had been sent home from the nearby branch. It turns out that his brother was a 5-year McDonald's employee as well. Police tracked the duo's car, resulting in a car crash, and authorities arrested the two errant McDonald's employees.
Dummy! Dummy!
Dummy number seven. Dummy number seven. Dummy number seven. A judge removed his robe and ran down two handcuffed prisoners that made a run from his Washington State courtroom. Video obtained by the Daily Chronicle shows Judge R.W. Buzzard leap into action when the men bolted for the door and down a stairwell. One man was bounding down four flights of stairs, but the judge closed in on him, grabbed him just as he was about to exit the courthouse. Both prisoners have been charged with second-degree escape. By the way, the footage of that is also fantastic.
Get lost, dummy.
A dummy number eight. Dummy number eight. Dummy eight. A group of teenagers who used a stolen van to smash their way into a medical marijuana dispensary on Wednesday would be better off sprinkling what they stole on pasta than smoking it. Witnesses said the teens stole containers of what appeared to be marijuana at Native Roots Dispensary at 3660 Austin Bluffs Parkway in northeastern Colorado Springs. Except that's what's on display isn't marijuana, it's oregano, which probably can make you cough if you smoked it, but won't get you high. Communication manager for Native Roots, Kim Casey, said no medical marijuana was taken in the smash-and-grab robbery reported at about 1 a.m. The thieves crashed through two walls of the building but did not reach the locked bud room. The dispensary displays containers filled with oregano for looks, Casey said. Those containers were what was stolen along with several T-shirts. Witnesses told police multiple people got out of the stolen van and at least one had been waiting in a gateway car in which they all fled. Police spotted the car nearby Rebecca Lane where it hit the police car and drove away. No injuries were reported.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
Dummy number nine. Dummy number nine. Two people are behind bars after allegedly running an illegal dental practice out of a bus. Oh, this is one of my favorites. According to Miami-Dade police officials. The two were arrested earlier this month for practicing health care without a license. One was also charged with possession of drugs with intent to sell. During an undercover investigation, officials scheduled an appointment for a dental procedure. They arrived at the bus, which was parked in a parking lot. One of the suspects diagnosed, evaluated, and offered to treat the officer. And that's when police moved in and arrested the two. While police were searching the bus, they found a bag containing various prescription drugs, including lidocaine, mecavacaine, ibuprofen, and other dental products. Investigators are asking people who may have been treated to to come forward.
Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
Dummy number 10, dummy number 10, dummy 10. A Virginia man disguised himself as a Walmart employee to steal TVs from a Walmart. Chesterfield County Colonial Heights crime solvers shared surveillance images of a man who's dressed as a Walmart employee to steal several televisions from the store's stockroom. The man can be seen in blue Walmart vest, a gray hooded sweatshirt, entering the stockroom and loading the merchandise onto a lift. He loaded four flat-screen televisions onto a cart and pushed them out of the door or out of the store through an emergency exit. They wrote, they were loaded in and waiting in a full-size SUV. Unfortunately, the man was not an employee of the Walmart or any of the neighboring Walmart stores. The incident occurred on January 14th at around 7 p.m., and the suspect has yet to be caught. He's described as 5'10", tall black man in his early 20s. Crime Solvers encourages anyone with information about the theft to contact them.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
Dummy number 11, dummy number 11. A driver who tried to avoid tolls by covering part of the license plate with a sticker from a package of chicken wings has been ticketed. A sergeant pulled over a white Ford Mustang at about 8 p.m. Tuesday for having a partially covered license plate. Police said the driver had apparently tried to avoid paying a toll on the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge by using the sticker receipt from a package of Safeway teriyaki chicken wings. The Post said, well, sure enough, the driver had used his receipt from the pound of teriyaki chicken wings that he bought at a Safeway earlier that day, ripped it in half, and used it to cover the last two digits of both of the front and rear plate. The driver was cited for having an obstructed license plates and driving with suspended license, and the car was impounded.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
And, by the way, the visual for that was pretty great, too. So, all right, we have to vote. We have 11 dummies to choose from, and this will be our final finalists. And next week, all of the finalists we've chosen so far will go head-to-head-to-head-to-head and we'll crown a dummy of the year. Let me do the recap, and then we want you to call in to be vote number three. 312-981-7200. What dummy do you think should move on? 312-981-7200. We've got the guy who got hurt when the rock he was using to break the window bounced back and hit him in the face. The guy who posted video of himself removing an ankle monitor. The guy who was arrested with a sweater that said, "Call my lawyer," and he had all right shoes. The guy dropping his grandson's soiled diapers throughout town. The people trying to microwave their urine. The guy who tried to rob a McDonald's after being sent home from his first day at McDonald's. The guy who tried to run away from Judge R.W. Buzzard. The guys who tried to steal pot from a dispensary only to get oregano. The people who were operating an illegal dental operation out of a bus. The guy who posed as a Walmart employee to steal TVs and pinatas. And the guy who tried to cover his license plate with chicken teriyaki sticker receipt. Wow. All right, Dan. What do you got?
Yeah. It's some creative use about the chicken teriyaki sticker. I always like when the creative writing of our journalist friends and the guy who wrote that, the guy who was found with a sweater that said, "Call my lawyer."
Yeah.
We're not sure if
he's not sure if he has a lawyer. Yeah.
To this day, I chuckle about all the wonderful, hilarious jokes and puns our listeners did regarding that guy who was dumping the diapers.
Yeah.
So he will have to be my choice.
Yeah. And that was hilarious, too, by the way. And we had a boatload of puns and jokes.
The last 45 minutes of the show.
It was fantastic. You know what? I mean, there are so many good ones here. Judge R.W. Buzzard, that video of him running and tackling those guys. He rips off his robes and just goes nuts. The McDonald's one is classic too. I mean, those guys are dumb. Both of those guys are dumb, and I still can't comprehend the dental operation out of a bus. I don't know. I still can't even comprehend that story. It's so weird. But I'm going to agree with you. I got to go with the guy dropping the soiled diapers throughout town, and it generated some hilarious stuff. Let's see what our listener, Todd. Todd, which one would you vote for?
I'm going for the last time I voted for this, the diaper dumper.
It's unanimous.
It's just too much.
It's too much. All right, Todd, thank you, buddy.
All right,
there he moves on. The guy dumping his grandson's diapers all over the place. It became a game. Okay, we're going to break. I've got the weather, and then when we come back, it's time for Straight Outta Context as we continue this Friday morning. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
Ah, yes, that's right. The Friday regular features continue, and this is Straight Out of Context. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here till 5. And Straight Out of Context, that's when you listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, makes you giggle like a 9-year-old, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Dan, shall we proceed?
We shall proceed, and we will begin with Wild Bill. He heard this one of you.
But at least it's bigger than 6 inches. Oh, wait a minute. What was I talking? Oh, my God. What was I talking about?
We were as part of National Pizza Week.
Oh, I see. It was the they were sending the pizzas to the astronauts, right?
Yep.
Okay. I can't believe I didn't know that I didn't notice that. Okay.
Jim emailed this one to Mark Kerman.
I'm the one that's got to be up all night.
All right.
Brian sent in this one of Steve Cochran.
How long is that? Do you know?
Our listeners have dirty minds. Okay.
Brian also heard this one of Mary Vandeveld.
That's really long.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Brian J. emailed this one of Eric Childress.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
That's good. Nice. That's a very imaginative one. It's a very imaginative one. Thank you, listener. That was Brian, right? Nice
Brian
job.
Brian J. Yeah.
Brian J. All right.
Jesse sent in this one of you.
You can touch on that, obviously. You're not going to not touch on it when you're up 5 o'clock in the morning. What was I talking about?
That was the Oscar nominations.
Oh, they're talking about how every joke was about them up too early, not being able to, not sleeping.
Right.
Oh, okay. I didn't even, didn't even register with me. That's a good one, too. All right.
Jesse also heard this one of you.
What the? I lasted 15 minutes. Oh, man. It had to be a TV show I was watching, right?
No, it was the Silly String Bar.
Oh, God, Big Nasty. Yeah, I lasted 15 minutes. Yeah, you'd last 15 minutes, too, if you had to go to the Big Nasty. God, the Big Nasty. All right.
And finally, Jim emailed this one to Patty Vasquez.
I promised I would get him on.
Oh, boy. All right. Wow, no Wendy this week.
Yeah, no Wendy this week.
What happened? And why did I dominate this week? What's going on there? That sentence I just said, that could be used for next week. And I caught. The other ones that were playing back, nah. Didn't see that one coming at all. All right. Okay, well, keep listening. When people get filthy, jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All righty, then. What do you do? No one else can dance like so.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies. 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 Like us.
Yeah. All right. You know what this is. This is Nick D. Show Spies. This is when you listen to this radio station 24-7, whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity. We want to know about it. Put on your trench coat and get out your magnifying glass and your Sherlock Holmes hat. Because that's how spies dress. I don't know if you know that or not.
I remember hearing that on the radio.
Become a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, what do we got?
One clip sent in by Peter in Decatur. Movie critic Matt Fagerholm was on with Patty Vasquez to talk Oscar nominations, and she mentioned your thoughts on Bohemian Rhapsody.
The band members and their singer just left.
And they're just in Midwest.
That
like they're
is
no,
not right.
No.
Hang on one second. That might have started too early.
Oh.
Let's see if we can fix this.
Okay. They were talking about Bohemian Rhapsody. I can vouch for that. They were talking about that. So,
talk amongst yourself, everybody.
Again, if you want to contribute to the Nick D Show Spies, listen 24/7 whenever I'm mentioned or the show is mentioned. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com.
Let's
and you
this.
Mentioned similarly Bohemian Rhapsody having a lot of inaccuracies. Now, Nick D has many times and once again today stated that Bohemian Rhapsody is the worst film that has ever been nominated for Best Picture.
I wouldn't go quite that far, but I know where he's coming from. I know where he's coming from. Because when I sat there, I was like, wow, this is just a really entertaining music video. Like, I could just appreciate it on that level. It wasn't, like, extremely loud and incredibly close where I wanted to jab out my eyeballs, you know. It's just...
Wow.
It wasn't quite that level of torture for
me. That's good to know, and I will avoid that movie as well, then.
Yes.
I would say that, you know, watching it, I don't know the inaccuracies that are portrayed in the movie. What I saw was sort of a lot of shortcuts to get things over with, right? Even just in the beginning of him meeting running up to the band members and their singer just left.
And they're just in Midwest. Like, they're no specific location. It's just like, it's very generic by the book.
Yeah.
Paint by the numbers biopic.
Yeah, it's worse than that. And by the way, extremely loud and incredibly close is a piece of crap. I would like to agree with that. That is absolutely one of the worst movies to be nominated for Best Picture. There have been some movies in the past that have been really bad that ended up getting Best Picture nominations. We have two this year among the nominations for 2019. There are two really terrible movies nominated for Best Picture. It would be Bohemian Rhapsody. Which I still think is the worst movie to ever be nominated for Best Picture, even though Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close is terrible. And Vice, two really terrible movies that have no business being nominated for Best Picture. So, anyway, but yeah. I've shared my opinion of Bohemian Rhapsody a few times, right, Dan?
Just once or twice.
Oh, man.